At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
I'm 19 Keys and this is High Level Conversation.
If you really got the smartest person in the world working for you, what can you tell them to do? You can only tell them to do based on what you can do, right? And what you know. And then that's your limit. Then you got to start asking them, yo, tell me what to tell you. And at some point, you're working for them, right? And so the generation that's going to come up utilizing AI, AI is going to end up utilizing them to do things in the real world. If they don't have control over their own thinking, critical skills, right? Being able to think multidimensional. There's new skill sets like prompt engineering. So prompt engineering is something that everybody should get familiar with. And that's essentially, it's basically the same thing as human management. If anybody got employees in here, right? If you have employees, if you tell them to go do something, depending on the amount of, you know, details that you put in that order, right? They can go do it. You tell them, listen, I need you to create copy for this email so we can go do some marketing. Depending on their skill set and how intelligent they are, they're going to need more subject matter. Wait a minute, I need more context. So working with AI, you say, listen, AI, I want to create emails. AI like, okay, what kind of emails you want to create? You say, okay, I want to create emails for my business. Then you're like, no, wait a minute. I want you to create emails, but you will look up somebody who's the best person that does email copy in the world, right? I want you to create emails like them. Or I want you to act like you are a psychologist. Now I want you to create emails utilizing social behavior knowledge, right? So now it's creating emails that's really pulling on human emotions and desires. So if you just tell it to create an email, it's going to do general what everybody else is going to do. But the more knowledge you have, the more you can customize it to get greater detail out of it, right? But that's based on how smart you are, not how smart AI is. So that's why I say natural intelligence plus artificial intelligence equals enhanced intelligence. Right, but if you don't operate it from that formula, you can't get the best out of life the same way you can't get the best out of people. Right, so it helps me become a better people manager because now I realize the limitations of the way I speak to people. I have the idea in my head, but I'm not really communicating it in a manner to where they can fully understand the context. So as I've been working with this, it's actually been training me to increase my natural intelligence on a daily basis and not assume that a person understands the parameter of the context and they understand exactly what I'm trying to tell them and or say, right? And you can utilize it in so many ways. If you take your business and you tell it like, this is my financials, you can feed it your financials if you want to, if you want to get that deep. And you say, AI, look at this. Where can I, you know, decrease my budget and increase my profit at? How can I, make more money understanding my profit margins? Right? How can I create a marketing plan? Right? But the more you know about every subject that you tell AI to do, the more you can customize it to get better results. Now, here's the thing that people go find out. A lot of people go find out they're lazy. Because it's going to tell you exactly what to do, but you ain't going to do it. It's going to give you a foolproof plan, and the next thing you're going to want to do is a robot to do everything the AI told you to do. So human beings are getting lazier and lazier and lazier, and that's the issue that I have because I see a generation. Well, especially our generation now, if it tells you 10 steps, right, and you don't do that, now you're sitting in front of your excuses like, damn, I actually don't want to do nothing. I just want the results.
I think people that are proactive about AI Because if you're proactive about AI in this moment, you'd probably be proactive about the information that it's giving you. Because I find that people that are looking for answers, once they get them, but they got to be looking for the answers. Like, there's people that you could give answers to, and they actually resent you for giving it to them. They get mad at you because now they got to work. But if someone's looking for it, usually if they see the solutions, they would capitalize. You know, a lazy person is not going to look for answers through AI unless somebody does it for them. You know, but like, I think it's important that, again, like, the fact that you're speaking about how to use AI in this moment of AI is important because people don't even understand that AI even exists. And understanding that it's almost like an art to talk to AI, to get it to give you the information that you desire. But it's the beginning of it. So again, it's about visualizing what AI looks like in 10 years. So it's about practicing. It's not even about, if it doesn't help you now, it'll help you later. Just getting into the rhythm of it. For me, AI is the study of human behavior, right? You know, I was like trying to figure out why Elon Musk bought Twitter, and it just became logical that it was because he was buying data of behavior patterns for all the AI stuff that he's doing. But for me, I like to do things that haven't been done. So it tricks AI. You know, AI has nothing to study when I do something because it hasn't been done yet. So if there was AI, like, what does it look like when black people stick together?
I'm breaking.
It'd be stumped.
That's why we couldn't get on the other day.
That algorithm doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
But that's the algorithm and the AI that I want to start to do, a behavioral study of what it looks like when we actually stick together. What does it look like when they stick together? It'll be like, damn, it'll look like when the Moors were in town. It'll look like all the history that has been trying to be erased from us, so we don't have that visual of what it looked like when we were winning.
Right.
You know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
I don't think people understand that there was a time that we were in control in a big way. and almost kind of abusive about it. And people studied on how to not let that happen again for 1,000 years. Erase that visual from their brain. And that's why we don't see visuals of us winning. It's a strategic thing. We just see visuals of us getting beat and us hurting each other. And continuing to move forward in that way. So in this moment, we're a part of the solution. It's happening. This is what it looks like when we stick together. This is what it looks like when we share resources. This is what it looks like when we're not mad at each other for no reason. When we're hitting each other instead of hitting the people that are oppressing us. It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very chill kind of environment. So this is the new algorithm that we have to continue to create. The stick together algorithm. The winning algorithm. The visuals of what happens when we stick together algorithm. Of what it looks like when we don't need them and they need us and they know it and they're not trying to trick us because they know we're going to laugh at them because they're playing checkers and we've been playing chess algorithm. So my challenge to you is to visualize what that looks like other than in the Black Panther.
All right.
What does it look like in real time when we're the landlords? Just because we're the landlords doesn't mean that we're the only people that are going to show up. It means that we control the whole world. We have the taste that we know we have and the rhythm that we know we have. Why not own the bricks that they get exploited in? Why not be in control of the land where all our culture is being exploited in by us? Because what I know about people from another culture is they don't care how dangerous it is for us, they going if there's a deal. I was in Mount Morris Park in Harlem the other day, and around the park, dudes were selling drugs, and everybody was doing what they doing. And in the park, man, white people playing dodge, you know, volleyball, and they weren't scared. So we could be the landlords, and they could come through. We could be the bosses, not of us, but of everybody. What does the world look like when we're in control?
Mm.
It's a beautiful world because we're not scared. We like to grow, not kill. It ain't going to just be good for us. It'll be good for everybody. Without that plan and without that visual, it will not happen. So we have to stop asking and waiting for people to give that visual to us. We have to do that ourselves. We have to stop waiting for other people to teach us. We have to teach ourselves. We got to make the curriculum. We can't be dependent on AI or the internet to go talk to people. You still got to get in there and go hand to hand and shake a hand and really put into the universe what we want as opposed to what we expect. There's this entitlement of people doing shit for us.
Mm.
It's not going to happen. We got to do it for ourselves. If we don't like education, we got to make education. If we don't like the music, we got to make the music. If we don't like the movies, we got to make the movies. But what we also got to do is stick together to distribute everything that we have, all the art that we want people to see. We just got to stick together and continue to be creative, visualize the W, and actually do it and show everyone that it can be done. Because if they don't see it, because we're visual people, it will not happen. So that's what we're here doing. This is the solution.
Yo, I'm Big Keys, man. We're doing blockchain things over here at the Block World Order. We learned about cryptocurrency, how to trade it, how to buy it, how to sell it. What are the strategies that we need to jump in and out? We're getting signals for trading. We're learning about NFTs, how to build them, how to utilize them in your business. We learned about STBs, soulbound tokens. We learned about DAOs, the future of businesses, organizations, institutions. We learned about blockchain technology. All of these great concepts that you're hearing about in the world, the metaverse, this gaming, we actually gonna learn how to build it. We're gonna learn everything about it from the basics to the masterful side of it. right? Once you join Block World Order, you will now be a part of a community that will be working to build out the future. Not only are we going to be learning how to build it out, but how to take advantage and gain wealth within it. During these uncertain times, you cannot be without the skill sets of the future. Make sure you tap into the Block World Order, because not only are we learning technology, but we're learning you. That's right, I said you. We're learning how you can take your mind and you can increase your intelligence by learning these new learning skills, learning how to hack the human mind, learning how to become a better version of yourself by understanding your multidimensional capacity, how to go from being nothing to empty your mind to where you can tap into new skill sets and start learning 30 to 40% better, to where you can have increased confidence, increased focus. We don't just want you to learn blockchain technology, we want you to learn yourself. Make sure you tap into the Block World Order. There's a new world and a new you way.
I'm 19 Keys and this is
High Level Conversation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.